This is Justin from Semi-Precious Weapons.
Tyler from Neon Trees.
This is Tim Nordwin from the band OK Go.
And you're listening to High Voltage.
And you're listening to High Voltage.
You are listening to High Voltage.
Welcome back to day two of High Voltage Live at San Diego Comic-Con, which was really day one of San Diego Comic-Con. The first full day. Like, we had a 12-hour day today. This is Chelsea, and once again, I am joined today by
Kristen
and Trina.
And we did so many things today, like all of the things. And like, usually Thursday is a lot slower of a roll at Comic-Con, and we've got so much to tell you. So tune in for a great episode. I think I will begin by some of my highlights of today. I actually managed to see a panel, which Kristen, I think you actually saw a panel today too.
I saw a couple panels.
Yeah, so that was actually impressive with all the other things we had to jam-pack into today. I wanted to see Iron Fist. That was my number one goal for Comic-Con this year. And I showed up early to Ballroom 20 because earlier in the day, Will and I were walking back from picking up some credentials. And I decided to see what panel was before Iron Fist. And I saw that the current panel, which was Pokemon Go, had canceled, which meant no one was currently sitting in Ballroom 20, which is a feat of itself. And I was like, I'm going to go and get a spot now. And I walked straight into the fifth row, and I saw the panel before Iron Fist, which was Sci-Fi's The Great Debate. And it was really fun. They just had a bunch of, like, people's favorite actors and, like, nerd hosts. And they would give them a topic, and they would debate it. And they gave everyone in a room a paddle with a thumbs up or a thumbs down, so we all got to vote along with it. And so one of the debates we all talked about in the car was the best captain. And the captain choices were Captain America, Captain Kirk, Captain Han Solo, Captain Crunch, which became Captain John Harkness because John Barrowman was not having Captain Crunch as an option, Captain Planet, and Captain Malcolm Reynolds from Serenity. Yay. 'Cause Firefly, yes. But I actually wanted to talk to you guys about one of the other great debate questions that one of the audience members asked, which was, all right, Thanos has snapped his fingers. Which one of you survived and why? Or why didn't you survive? So anyone's got an answer for...
I feel like that's a pretty bullshit question. It's supposed to just be a random lottery type thing. Can't have reasons that we survived or didn't survive.
Well, everybody had to say why they thought they survived, and then the audience got to vote in the room of like whether they actually survived or not.
I did take this computer internet quiz that was floating around, and it said I survived, so can I go with that?
I'll take that for now.
I just think this whole thing is kind of dumb. Boy, no, it's supposed to be random. It's not a based on a quiz. It's not a, oh, if I say something funny or prove myself in the panel, then oh, I get to live.
Well, this is exactly
Thanos,
why this is the great debate.
Thanos,
this is...
Gauntlet Game Show. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Let's find out if you died.
Let's spin the Infinity Stone wheel and
no,
see if
not
you survive.
How it works. It's you know, you might die, you might live, and that's the debate.
Well, I know somebody on the panel decided that they were a supervillain that was going to team up with Thanos, and that's why they didn't go. Trina, did you survive Thanos?
I have no idea. I have no dog in this game.
But if you could, I mean, potentially we all could. Do you think you would have survived?
Why would I want to survive? Black Panther's dead.
Well, there you go. That's a very valid point. I don't know if Loki is alive or dead, and he died before the snap, technically, if he is dead. And if he isn't dead, did he survive the snap? I don't know. And if he didn't, there's no point. Why would I want to be around if Loki's not around? So I don't know. I also, if I live in this world where all the other superheroes are disappearing, I'm part of this Thanos world. I don't really want to live in this world that has all these alien invasions and no longer have Loki. We no longer have Nick Fury. We no longer have Hank Pym or Janet or Wasp.
But you're forgetting the reason for Thanos' decision action to do that was to stop all the problems.
Do you think it's really going to stop all the problems?
Hey, it can't really get much worse than it is today. Trump is president. How much worse can it get?
Fair enough.
He was only aiming to stop like certain problems, like overuse of finite resources.
Famine, all that good stuff.
Yeah, the hilariously valid question of why not use your snap to make more resources instead of less people is oops.
Who was the thing that and like
that was Randy.
Uh-huh. Randy needs to be here right now for more of this like smart ass comments.
Well, Randy can shut all of his questions.
Oh, good times. If you guys tuned into last night's podcast and you could not hear very well, we were having some microphone issues, and I do apologize for that. Hopefully, Will and Trina are speaking a little louder tonight, and they're holding the mic a little closer, so hopefully you can hear them tonight. And
you can't call it microphone issues and blame us in the same sentence.
No, I'm not blaming both. I'm just saying we're doing everything we can to fix it. We'll blame Will for being the smartass, and then somehow that affected the microphone as well.
They're jealous of that one.
But yes, he won a member berry challenge and still got all of the vomit on him from Randy. Anyway, so the Great Debate was super fun, though. And right afterwards was the Iron Fist panel. And Iron Fist, we learned that season 2 is dropping on September 7th. We learned that Alice Eve is playing the new villain of this series, Typhoid Mary. And we learned that Simone, who is Misty Knight, that we see a lot of in Defenders and in Luke Cage, is a huge part of season 2 of Iron Fist. And that she's teaming up with Colleen, and they're making like a fearsome, kick-ass women duo. And we actually got to see some fight scenes with just the two of them, and Danny's nowhere to be seen. It's literally just the two of them kicking ass and taking names, and it was pretty rad. So, very much looking forward to Iron Fist. How were your panels?
My panels? Well, I went to, I guess, two legitimate panels, and they were both for the YouTube original series, Impulse, and then Origin.
Which it's still taking me a while to wrap my head around the fact that there's YouTube original series.
Actually, I didn't realize that Impulse has already been around for a season, so we're in season 2 now. So I didn't even...
What I want to know is, like, are these original series, like, full 30-minute or hour-long episodes, or are these, like, webisodes where they're, like, 5 to 10 minutes?
No, these sound like legitimate episodes, full length. Yeah, and very, very indeed, very detailed series, both of them. Very complicated. These are very complex worlds with complex characters. And they sound just like any other TV show.
That's pretty exciting. And Draco Malfoy was in one of these.
Oh, yes. Draco Malfoy is in Origin. And apparently, they revealed in the panel today that he was made fun of for the majority of the first season, the taping. Everyone called him Draco and started shooting spells at him in between takes.
Because if you look at him, like, who is not going to be like, that's Draco? Like, unfortunately, he is Draco for the rest of his life.
Also in the show, if you're a Harry Potter fan, is the actress who played Nymphadora Tonks.
Woo-woo, all the Potterness. I don't think Trina or Will made it to any panels today, but I know Will spent a lot of time walking around the exhibit hall floor. Oh, Trina made it to a panel. What panel did you make it to? Oh, you made it to the Charm panel. Dude, tell us about that. Really? Wow, they actually showed the episode. Did they have the cast do any Q&A? Wow. And keep in mind that both Kristen and Trina were hopeful. Well, Kristen, not so much. She knew they were going to ruin it. Trina very much likes Charmed, and I think she was hoping for the best. Chance is gone. Kristen, you and me had a conversation about this earlier, and you were like, I know they're going to ruin it, and I'm really not happy about it. So you haven't seen this pilot that Trina saw. How do you feel after hearing this?
Everything she said was kind of what I expected. So I feel no different, really. Oh, yeah. Never forget.
I have a feeling she's going to be like, it didn't even have that. Oh, my God. Oh, as bad as Inhumans. To say, what was really impressive in the Iron Fist panel, speaking of disappointments, it made me think about how much people really did not like Danny Rand when he initially came around. So they did this little teaser announcement to announce that season 2 was coming right at the beginning of the panel before anybody came out. And before they got to Iron Fist, they were showing highlights from every Netflix Marvel show so far. And then it, like, you know, they would show some Daredevil and Daredevil's name would pop up, and they chose some Jessica Jones, and then the title would pop up, and Daredevil came up, the whole room went crazy. Jessica Jones came up, and like half the room went crazy. Luke Cage came up, and the whole room went crazy. Punisher came up, and people went wild. Iron Fist, I'm not kidding you, three people, including myself. Woo! And I was like, why are you people in this room? Like, this is the Iron Fist panel. Yeah. Well, what was the amazing turnaround with all of that was after, like, the third exclusive clip, which they showed us, like, 6 or 7 clips from the season, the entire room was in an uproar, cheering and excited, especially there was an exclusive clip, and I'm sorry to bring this out for you guys, but I'm sure it's all over the internet, where we actually get to see him put on the mask that you see in the comics. And the second that happened, the entire room went nuts. Yes. Agreed. Well, so you made it to Charmed. You were extremely disappointed. But then you went into the CBS press room today as well. And there was round tables and... Oh, okay. Which we were mainly going for Charmed anyway, which we didn't care. They also, the other things that were in there for our listeners were Magnum PI, which, why is that getting a reboot? Like, CBS, what do you do?
I don't know, but Amanda went and she saw the pilot and she seemed fairly hopeful. Like, she said she'd give it a shot.
Transgender? Oh. Oh, gotcha. Well, that's how it was with MacGyver. And stuff like that when they did the MacGyver reboot, which was also CBS, because this is just what CBS is doing. And the other show that CBS had in that room, which we also just did not really have much interest in, was Tell Me a Story, which the concept that they sent us for this show was classic fairy tales in modern-day New York City, but as a, like, twisted... horror kind of story. It kind of just made it sound like there was some sort of murder mystery in modern day New York that was set in Little Red Riding Hood, The Three Little Pigs, and do you remember what the third one was? I don't know. I read the description, which is like, why? It was more dark than once. Once actually had like a lighthearted fairy tale thing about like what happens if all of the characters lived in the same world and then they ended up in our world kind of thing. And this was actually not displacing characters. These were just the actual stories, but as modern day tales. I think in one of the later seasons they got to one or two characters, but it was mainly Disney. TV, that's right.
Except for me.
That's because you started at Doctor Who. We'll get back to that in a moment, though. Yep. What did you think of the Fire TV activation? And that's not surprising to anyone anymore. Which, they made it seem like, hey, you have this remote and it can do everything. And it was like, yeah, that's called a universal remote. We've had that for, what, 20 years now? Yeah. And they, when we walked in, they were like, and at the end, you have a chance to win exclusive prizes. And we were hearing from people that the prizes were like a $10 off coupon. And I was like, that's not a prize. That's no. But the only thing I saw, I'm with Will, that none of this was new. The only thing that I saw that was a new feature, and it's not a new product, it's a feature, was that if you access live TV and you open a guide menu, you could hit options and remove a channel from showing up in your guide. So if there's a channel like you never, ever watch, like say you just don't watch sports and you don't want ESPN to even clog up six of the channels in your guide, you can remove those. I like that feature, but I don't think that was a reason enough to have this giant activation. Which that is really cool. It was like, that's the best on-the-go option. You can bring it to a friend for a house party or whatever. And I did like the connecting all your smart devices and put it in party mode and all of the, you can say, just talk to Alexa, hey, Alexa, it's party time, and the lights dim and your music playlist comes on and whatever. But again, that's not new technology. Change the channel. Yeah, seriously. We're just like, just change the channel.
Just get your heads up and go change the channel on the TV. That's how far we
are. Yeah, because I go outside so often. That's why I'm pasty. All right. I do have to say, as much as it did feel like a giant sales pitch for something that they were... I mean, the name of the activation was Fast Forward to the Future or something like that. And I was like, nothing felt that futuristic. I was like, this is stuff that's currently available, that's basically been available in some version for a while now. But they did have fun little like photo ops and stuff in there. So if you are in San Diego and you're looking for a place to go, they have mocktails in there. You can sit on the Iron Throne. They had a Westworld little... booth space that you could put on a cowboy hat and take a photo. There was a Jack Ryan thing. I believe the swing was supposed to represent the Good Place. Yeah. It was very... The Good Place was part of the activation. That's why there was in the back room that you had the Westworld... not Westworld, the Game of Thrones, and then you had a Good Place section as well. And then they had a giant life-size Connect Four. I put one token into it and was like, I contributed. so we were were busy with Amazon, and you were Doctor Whoing.
I was. Apparently, this is the very first press conference, the very first time these actors for the Doctor Who, the 13th Doctor, is about to come out. For those of you who don't know, there are three new companions. I guess they're calling them friends now.
We've graduated now.
And they're still technically companions, but nomenclature has evolved slightly. And yeah, this was the first time they've ever been in a room full of press people answering questions. So that was kind of exciting.
A room full of press people answering questions who weren't allowed to talk about the plot or anything related really to it.
Right. There were some restrictions. That doesn't mean I didn't learn a few things. First of all, Jodie Whittaker, who plays the 13th Doctor, is a delight. She lights up a room. She is going to be, I feel, a very compelling person on screen. So that was exciting just to see her. And the executive producer and the current showrunner, they were there. And they actually gave some interesting feedback. Their big push was that if you've never watched Doctor Who before, now is the time to tune in. Because it's basically like a blank slate. They're not bringing back old characters or old themes. Everything is going to be kind of new. And as I've been talking to people about this concept throughout the day, both online and in person, I get two very different responses. Some people think this is great. Oh, good. Like the new Doctor, fresh. This is going to be fresh. This is going to be great. And other people are a little upset because they don't want to miss out on all the things that they've been watching for years and years and years. They want the characters to come back. They want the references. They want the themes. They want everything that they know and love about Doctor Who.
So this is 13th Doctor, but what season?
Oh, I don't know.
it's exciting to me when you say it because I tried to watch Doctor Who and I started from the first season, watched a few episodes, and just I couldn't get into it. And everybody was like, oh, you should skip the first thing. And I was very much like, they were like, skip to the 3rd Doctor or the 5th Doctor. And I was just like, shouldn't you watch all of these and have an understanding of why there's other Doctors and whatever? So the fact that they're actually kind of billing this as a place to start for new fans, I was like, it might actually make me want to try watching again.
I think everyone should try watching. The other thing that came out of that room that I thought that was interesting and that really made me impressed with Jodie was there was actually a young girl who does a Doctor Who podcast who asked a question, and it had something to do with, you know, portraying a woman on TV and if she felt she had to do anything in particular because she was a woman, if there was anything different about the Doctor because she was a woman. And Jodie said something like, would you ever ask a man that question? Because no, you would not.
Yep.
And I really respected that answer.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Trina and Kristen, you guys also ended up speaking with Night Flyers and Van Helsing today. Any highlights from those?
Yeah.
Now, he's a big man, so did we get the stretching on camera?
There might have been a few limbs that went out of frame.
Okay. When you said stretch, I imagined him, like, going into, like, a lunge on the ground. That's awesome. So we've got some good 60 seconds to look forward to. I know Will and I went into the Siren press room today, and like Van Helsing with you, the Siren cast remembered Will and remembered me, and were super excited. Even Rinna Owen, who plays my favorite character, Helen, when she saw me, she lit up and she was like, I could never forget you, because your love for Helen at WonderCon was so genuine. And just went into this whole, like, it really made me take another look at my character. And, like, I was getting excited for you as all of your hunches came into fruition at the end of the season. Like, and I was like, Helen's still my favorite character. So that was lovely. And we did more 60 seconds with that cast. There's some gems in there as well. We didn't get Aline this time. She was around, but they just kept moving her to different outlets. And she walked up to Will at the end, and well, it's Will's story. I'll let Will tell it. And she literally walked by, and she's like, she was about to start another interview, and she turned around and was facing Will's back and pointed and went, I remember him. I know him. Yay, fans of our series. If you guys haven't seen our series, you got to go to our YouTube. You can search 60 Seconds With on YouTube, or 60 Seconds With High Voltage, or go to youtube.com/highvoltagelive. That is our YouTube username handle for our vanity URL. And you can see all of our 60 Seconds videos. I think we actually currently, as of right now, have 60 videos up for 60 Seconds With, which is kind of a fun thing to talk about. But obviously that changes every week, so there'll be 61 next week. But we've got a lot of exciting ones coming out of Comic-Con for you. We also did an interview with Bobcat today. Bobcat Goldthwait, who is got a new show on True TV called Misfits and Monsters. It's every Wednesday. Two episodes have already aired. It's an anthology series. And all of these stories were actually written in Bobcat's brain 7 or 8 years ago. They've evolved a little bit over time. He writes them first, and then he figures out the theme later, which is extra interesting because they all seem to have a slight political or social commentary or undertone, and it's entirely unintentional, except for a couple of things. There is something that he told us he purposely changed during the election time with Trump. So, but he was lovely, and the interview we have with him, I heavily encourage everybody to go to our YouTube and watch, because he just kind of, I don't even know if we're calling it poking fun. He is a comedian, so he's probably poking fun. I was like, but he just got extra creepy on Will in the beginning. And yeah, he basically, yeah. Yeah, he just basically acted like he knew Will previously from stalking him outside his window, and they rolled with that. Well, here, Trina just whispered restraining order. The bigger question is now, does he continue to stalk you outside your window? Ah, we're back online. We're having all sorts of podcasting issues with Anchor while we are here live at San Diego Comic-Con. And, yeah, so we're sorry about that brief interruption. We were just talking about Bobcat. We're back. And, I mean, there's no interruption. People listening to this, it's literally just going to go from one thing into the other thing. But, anyway, so I just asked you. What's up? Yes.
We hit it off. Lovely.
And I'm excited to actually check out his show as well on True TV. That should be fun. Is there anything else that
we haven't even talked about, Trina, and my highlight of at least my day? I think one of her highlights as well, which was the press room for The Discovery of Witches, which is a new TV series coming out on, what is it, Life? Wait, what was it? Sundance. It'll be coming out on Sundance Channel, and it's based on a book called The Discovery of Witches by an author, Deborah Harkness, who I very, very, very much enjoy, both her writing and her person. And I think Trina and I both had a great time in this press room today. I don't know, Trina, if you want to give your insights.
Discovery of Witches is a trilogy. It was her very
she did something like 7 years ago.
2006 or 2007, I think it came out. So now she's got her first book going into being adapted for television. And it's pretty exciting. But at the end of the roundtable, we had
Teresa Palmer.
Teresa, the lead actress. Teresa Palmer, unfortunately, we didn't have what's the cute hottie guy. But we had Teresa Palmer, we had Alex Winston.
You talk about Alex Kingston,
and
who is
Owen Teal,
also an actor who played a big part in Doctor Who. River Song, anyone? She has a new show. It's great.
Oh. All of the Doctor Who connections today.
No, I don't remember from that. Yeah, but she, after our round table, and we were getting to the point to interview Deborah, the first thing that I said to her is that I've never seen, we've done roundtables before with new shows and, you know, shows that are coming out and current shows. I've never done a roundtable and interviewed actors who were this, you could tell, they were fucking psyched about their show. I've never seen a cast so enthusiastic like this.
What was that word that Valerie, who plays the aunt, she kept saying cool. Yeah. She said it a lot.
Cool. Cool. Yeah. And if you've ever seen Alex Kingston, her demeanor, she's very expressive when she talks. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Not one of those actors.
I'm curious. I told, at least I reminded you earlier. I'm pointing to Kristen. You guys can't see that I'm doing this. I reminded Kristen earlier today that Discovery of Witches is picked up outside of the U.S., but did not currently have a U.S. distributor, and I was wondering if they made any sort of announcement. Did you guys hear anything about that?
They just said it was going to come out Sundance Channel.
Oh, Sundance Channel.
And they did say it was already going
to go. Oh, cool.
That's their plan. I don't know if it's been confirmed, but that's their plan, what they're projecting.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I don't know. She's a fantastic interviewer. I walked away from.
I would also like to say I've always loved her because she's a professor, she's a researcher, she's a historian, and one of the reasons I really like her book series is because of those things. And the central character is also a researcher and historian, and I was kind of worried that wouldn't translate into a television series meant for a more broad audience. But it really sounds like they did it justice from the reports that we heard today. And also, in the vein of being very excited about historical things or books, they brought around one of the props from the show. And it was one of the central props, an old book that the main character discovers from a library. And she's actually a witch, but she's trying to deny her powers. But she has this power that allows her to find this book that no one else can find. Yes.
She's supposed to be one of the most powerful witches in the world.
Yes, and this is what kind of starts the whole trilogy, is she finds this book and it sends off this like pulse in the magic community, and everyone somehow figures out that she's been able to find this book and they want this book. Anyway, they brought the book.
And you got to touch the book.
We got to touch the book. Trina smelled the book. It was very exciting.
Because that's what Trina does with books. If you don't know, Trina.
It's made of vellum. And I had to ask because I was like, is this parchment or is this, you know, paper? Because parchment and paper, people probably think of the same thing. But parchment is actually animal skin, and that's what they used to write on in like the 12th and 13th, 14th, 15th century before they evolved to paper. And this is vellum, which is actual paper, but it's different and it's thicker and it's a thing. And to touch it, Jesus, that's a book.
Do we call Will out right now? Will fell asleep during that entire conversation about the discovery.
The most exciting part of our day. You can't sleep through this.
Yeah, you should grab the microphone while you talk.
So you said I can't.
Oh, good times. That
most exciting part of my day. I think I went. I spent a lot of time walking the exhibit hall, and I ended up picking up a new type of Star Wars backpack just dropped this day, which is really cool. It's
by who? Who makes
the series
it?
Series is called Heroes. I forget. This is a big Star Wars.
Darth Vader himself made my bag.
The people who make the backpack.
Yeah. Inspector number Darth Vader number one.
There are spaces for other
by Darth Vader.
Yeah, anyway, it's styled to be sort of like an Endor commander. So part of the original trilogy of the series. Colors and a hat too. There's not a big fan of hats, so it's a back of so my back back of the also.
What's up?
Will starts nerding out about Star Wars.
I at least didn't snore.
I was also just laughing. It wasn't even Trina, and that just added to it. I was trying not to laugh in the mic. Was that when you said Endor? Okay, so it's no secret that I'm not a giant Star Wars person, and I was like, Endor. Is that the Ewok planet? And I was like, oh, wait, remember the meme where it was like something about Ewoks having to use their indoor voices? Like, because they're Endorians. And I was like, oh, yeah, it is the Ewok planet. And then I was laughing about the meme.
Anyway, Darth Vader cooler bag. There's like three of them left.
And those are also made by who? they were stitched together by some porgs, and okay. All right. Well, so if you're listening and you make cool things, you should just hit up at Will Pasquin on Twitter because he buys things that are cool. That's exciting. You also, I was kind of surprised by this, said that there wasn't very much free swag going out on the exhibit hall floor, which is a difference this year. Did you walk by Fox and Fox wasn't handing anything out? Okay. Interesting. Alrighty. Well, it was a pretty big full day, like we said. Lots of stuff going on. We've got another big day tomorrow. We're doing a lot of activations in the morning. We're going to go to Cartman's escape room. We're going to go to the Purge City store, which is a place for you to buy all is for the Purge. And I'm going to do it on Sunday. And we're going to do the Jack Ryan experience tomorrow. We've got the sci-fi's got a human claw machine that we're going to do tomorrow. So we'll have a lot of things to report about the activation. So if you guys are coming on Saturday and Sunday and you're wondering what to do, you're going to want to listen to tomorrow's podcast, and we'll have a lot of information for you. Also, we've got a couple more things to talk about. I'll be in the Iron Fist press room, so I'll get some more goodies about Iron Fist tomorrow. And Kristen's going to Star Trek
Discovery.
Yep. And I think we've got some more panels and things. And yeah, it's going to be a good day tomorrow. We're actually going to hit some of the parties in the nighttime, too, for our first.
Ooh, I bought a book today, and I hope to get it signed tomorrow. And I'm very excited about this book because it's the third book in a series by an author whose name I struggle to pronounce every time. Sylvain Neuville?
Yeah, Neuville. That's my best guess. We apologize to Sylvain if he is listening and we have mispronounced your last name. But we liked Sleeping Giants, and Kristen's very excited to read Only Human.
Yes, the third book. I didn't realize it was out, and now it's out. And he's going to be at the convention floor tomorrow signing books. So I hope
you should have brought the old books.
My old books are already signed.
Oh, fancy. That's how we roll here, anyway. All right. Once again, we are High Voltage. You can find us on Twitter at High Voltage Mag, on Instagram at High Voltage Magazine. And if you do listen to the podcast on Anchor, you can leave us a voice message and we can include it in tomorrow's podcast or future podcast or get back to you and all those fun things. But we'd love to hear about what you're doing at Comic-Con, what you thought of this podcast. Get in touch with us. If you want to follow anybody individually, Trina is at Dharma69 on Twitter. Will is at Will Pasquin. You can find Kristen at _localmusicnate as a nation, but without the ION at the end. And I'm at UncoolRockstar. And we'll be back tomorrow. So talk to you then.
Goodbye.
We got to get some sleep. I was going to make a joke that Trina and Will were already asleep, and then they said bye. All right. Until tomorrow.